USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is responding to criticism over the classified briefings that lawmakers received on the Iran crisis this week.
They want information that honestly I think is very hard to get. It's okay if the military wants to give it, but they didn't want to give it.
Speaking at the White House, the president says some of the information requested by Republican Senators Mike Lee and Rand Paul was too sensitive of information that could lead to the exposure of intelligence sources and methods. U.S. intelligence officials are saying it appears Iran's anti-military system shot down the Ukrainian plane that killed 176 people. And Bill Cosby's lawyers have filed a petition today asking the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to review his conviction for sex crimes. Cosby's petition claims his case was mishandled during the hysteria of the Me Too movement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, you can get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow. But the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and they don't, you get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get you a MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA.
Fewer taxpayers are being audited by the IRS. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Less than 0.5% of individual income tax returns were audited in the 2019 fiscal year. That compares to just over 1.1% of taxpayers having their returns looked at more closely back in 2010. One of the reasons why fewer people are being audited includes the IRS losing almost 30,000 full-time jobs over the course of the past decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pop star Justin Bieber has taken to social media to announce he's battling Lyme disease. Dr. Rosanna Hodge is a Lyme disease expert. She says a tick-borne illness can cause severe joint pain and other physical and psychological problems if left untreated.
It can get inside the brain. It can get inside different organs. About 25% of cardiac patients actually have a tick-borne infection.
Dr. Hodge speaking there on NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Turning back to Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Senate will get back to the people's business next week if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't send two House articles of impeachment to the Senate.
We will operate on the assumption that House Democrats are too embarrassed to ever move forward. The House can begin the process, and Speaker Pelosi's majority has certainly done that, but the Senate alone can resolve it.
America's weight problem is so bad that a recently published report in the New England Journal of Medicine predicts over half of the nation will be obese in just 10 years. To make matters worse, one-fourth of the country will be more than 100 pounds overweight. Health experts are increasingly pointing to the sugar addiction in America as a root of the problem. Food addiction specialist Molly Carmel says it's hard to find foods without sugar these days.
Like, nobody's eating, like, cookies, cake, candy, and Coca-Cola and thinking, wow, this is such a healthy choice I'm making, right? We all know it's there, but, you know, the problem is so much greater, right? It's in our salad dressings, it's in our sauces. It's in tomato sauce. Can you even believe that? It's in turkey. It's in our bacon. It's in our yogurt. It's in our bread. It's literally everywhere. And listen, so we got to turn on our brains and we have to start being smarter than the sugar, right?
For more information on Carmel, check out her new book, Breaking Up with Sugar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.